You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
It's a sauce short. I mean, what can't you not put? What can't you put that? It's like the everything bagel seasoning. Like, what can you not put this stuff on?
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Which, by the way, I had a crazy story for you. Sidebar. We're going to go down here to Weirdville for just a moment, okay? We're going to take a quick little detour to Weirdville. Chick-fil-A has a sauce shortage.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know why, but only Florida people sent me this link. Like, four of you sent me this link just like in the past like 45 minutes. No joke. Chick-fil-A is facing a shortage of its beloved Chick-fil-A sauce. Do we even know what the sauce is?
I have a bottle of it at home.
Wait, what?
I do.
Where do you get a bottle? Did you steal it?
You can buy it at the grocery store, actually. And you can actually
like
buy them
any grocery store?
I think so. I forget where I got this one. I think maybe Albertsons, Kroger. I forget. But yeah, I have a... maybe my son got it. I don't remember, but it's in the fridge. I just saw it this morning.
Thanks for telling everybody that, so they'll make a run on it. We appreciate that. Thanks, Kane. They said that the shortage is due to supply chain issues and labor shortages because the government's paying people to stay home. So it's affecting your ability to obtain the precious, which is the Chick-fil-A sauce. I don't even know what it is. I don't know what... You could tell me that it's like ground up groundhog and I would still put it on everything. I'm exaggerating. It's not that. It's probably like tears of an angel. I don't know. Like mixed with ranch or something. I'm not quite sure. Which also came from angels. Did you guys know that? Angels invented ranch. You didn't know that? Now you do. And also wings, chicken wings. So they said due to industry-wide supply chain disruptions, some Chick-fil-A restaurants are experiencing the shortage, like sauces, and they apologize, and, you know, it's their pleasure. They apologize, and I just can't, I mean, it's a sauce shortage. Thanks, Biden. This may actually do it. This may finally move people over into not voting for this dude again.
Wait a minute. So they don't have a chicken shortage. They have a sauce shortage.
Yeah. They're okay. Still. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. It's a sauce shortage. I mean, what can't you not put? What can't you put that? It's like the everything bagel seasoning. Right. Like what can you not put this stuff on? It goes on everything. Everything. Fries even. Some delicious fries. So I'm not saying that I eat it all the time, but I'm just saying. You know, if you wanted to make a waffle fry sandwich with Chick-fil-A sauce, you could. So they said that the sauces are limited. They're not expecting chicken shortages that other companies are experiencing. So, yeah, and then they also said that Charlotte has seen a 71% of gas stations report that they are out of fuel. Mm-hmm.
But didn't Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm not say it's a shortage? Like, I have that audio in cut 20.
Yeah, don't say shortage. Use another word that basically means shortage.
The fact that there's not a whole lot of other supply. Now, this particular pipeline also supplies other states, but there are other pipelines that supply other states as well. Mm. So there's more diversity in this particular region. That's where we're going to see the crunch. And this is why we know that we have gasoline. Yeah, we just have to get it to the right places.
No, we don't. We don't have it. It's a crunch. Yeah. So when you don't have something, it's called a crunch. Did you know that? Look at me not having $1 million. I'm crunched. Look at how much crunched I am. Wait. Look at so much crunch.
How do you get gas from one place to the other?
Magic. Is the answer A, magic?
B, passenger pigeon. Or C. Trucks. Pipelines.
Pipelines. You mean trucks that run on... Gas?
Diesel.
What? So according to Gas Buddy, which tracks prices across the country, 78% of Greenville, Spartanburg, Asheville, Anderson stations, no gas. 72% of Raleigh-Durham stations, no gas. 71% of Charlotte stations, no gas. 69% of Greenville, New Bern, Washington stations, no gas. 65% of Norfolk, Portsmouth, and Newport stations, no gas.
It's quite the crunch.
Yeah, so they're crunched.
It's quite the crunch.
Mm-hmm. I am going to abuse that forever. This handy-dandy map, if you're watching the simulcast via the first, the red dots, this is where my friend Eric Erickson, who probably can't find gas, the red dots are no gas and the green dots are gas. There's a lot of no gas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's, and then remember, Jennifer Granholm said, yeah, it's just, you know, it's a crunch. It's a crunch. Nobody, I hope nobody's gas gouging. I hope nobody's price gouging. And I hope nobody else is putting gas in plastic bags. That'd be bad. Now, as all this is happening, inflation is real and it's happening. Have you guys heard of, oh, I know. Inflation is speeding up. Consumer prices have leapt over 4% fastest since 2008. Oh, prices are jumping up. And it's the biggest 12-month increase since the summer of 2008. Food prices are up almost 3%. There's a 3.8% rise in the cost of restaurant meals and other meals away from home. What did they say? Car and truck rentals surged 82% compared with April 2020. Airline fees are up almost up about 10%. So, yeah, it's getting... The BLS and Consumer Price Index. Rick Santelli was talking about how the numbers were staggering. Bureau of Labor Statistics, a.k.a. BLS, they noted an almost 1% jump in the Consumer Price Index for April. That makes it over 4% increase, which is quite large. And CNBC says that higher prices for used autos surged 10%. NBC also discussed, they also cited supply issues. They said that consumer prices for April rose the most in September of 1981, an indication of soaring demand dovetailing with continued supply chain interruptions. This, according to BLS data that was released today. So, I mean, I think that there is, you know, definitely a demand, and I think that there, I think that there are obviously some issues with supply. But why did car sales go up? That's kind of, I mean, just I'm just looking at some of this consumer behavior. Do you think that the demand is related to the stimmy checks? Is it a stimmy check demand? I'm curious because I'm just looking at some of this. The markets, though, over at, and this is Politico, they said markets flash inflation warnings. The Fed doesn't see it. White House isn't worried at all. Of course they're not. Do they even know where they are? Markets are clearly freaking out about the prospect for higher gas prices, potential sustained labor crunch. So the talking points have gone out, everybody. And the continued wide open fiscal and monetary policy to create an inflation shock. The Dow tanked around 500 points on Tuesday. Not a huge deal at only 1.4%. But it came down another day. There were others dropping the last several sessions. Higher inflation, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, this is bad. None of this is good. So I would say you're going to see higher interest rates. Investors are terrified. And this administration too has not been proactive in dealing with anything. When they finally are prevailed upon to react to deal with something, it's very reactionary. Yeah, Psaki says, audio soundbite 13, she says that this is all just transitory. Listen.
I will say, as we've said in here before, but we'll reiterate that, of course, we take the possibility of inflation quite seriously as, you know, actions that have been taken to date or proposals that have been made. Most economic analysts have believed that it will have a temporary or transitory impact.
No, this is the largest increase with inflation in decades. I was 3 years old the last time it moved this much. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. And this,
my follow-up as a journalist would be, what gives you the impression this is transitory and temporary?
Exactly.
And nobody from the media does that.
No, nobody. Of course not. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
I wish I would have had my 12 o'clock headlines and my 11 o'clock headlines because I really wanted to get to the shrunken head thing. I just don't even want to talk about anything else. Indian doctors are warning against using cow feces as a coronavirus cure. Okay, so how does one even get to that point where you have to be told to not do that at a large scale? And where does one even get the idea? So doctors are saying, please do not completely cover yourself in cow feces because it does not boost immunity and it also does not help treat the coronavirus. And Dr. Jalal, who is the national president of the Indian Medical Association, told Reuters, yes, we know that we believe the cow is sacred. People, please stop spreading its feces on yourself. Stop it. Stop it. And then apparently it's washed off with buttermilk, which is even weirder to me. I don't understand that, but okay. I mean, it seems like that's kind of a waste of buttermilk, but, you know, just please be careful doing weird stuff. That's like the equivalent of the suburban mom with her oils. No offense, but it is, okay? All right, I'm going to get so much hate mail. Caitlyn Jenner says he didn't vote in 2020. Records show he did. I don't even care. I really don't.
Or did he really vote, or was somebody else fake vote?
Ooh, great question. It could be. Who knows? Maybe it was fraud. A brain implant made mice immediately become friends. I hope nothing like this is ever made for humans, because I don't want to be friends with really anybody. A team of scientists found that by activating neural implants they embedded on mice's skulls, the mice would immediately start to engage each other and become friends. I feel like this is just a Black Mirror episode, and this is the future of humanity. They're going to make everybody be friends with each other. You can still not, like, you know, tolerate and get along with people without being friends. You know what I'm saying? But this is, why are they even studying this? Why are you studying how to make living creatures be friends with each other? Yeah, this was actually published in Nature Neuroscience. I'm terrified of this. And a Virginia boy sells Pokemon cards to fund treatment for a sick puppy. And I really think that this kid, he deserves a personal visit from Pikachu. I wanted to talk about this clip real quick. As a Missourian and a cards fan, this guy, So I first saw the video on Twitter, and then I went and ran it down. And this piece has to do with, this was a bar in Osage, Missouri. And there was this, I mean, it looked like a bartender was refusing to serve these, it was called Lodo Lounge. And it looked like the bartender was refusing to serve these people who showed a military ID because he didn't think their military ID was real. And police ended up verifying the ID and all of that stuff. And it was bad. And you can see, you can see some of the video. I mean, he cusses like every other word. This was done on May 2nd. And he was behind the bar at Lodo Lounge. Osage Beach Police Lieutenant Michael O'Day confirmed that no arrests were made. They were called out to the scene. They were made aware of the situation. They retrieved the guy's ID and they confirmed, yes, it is valid. I mean, he tried to destroy government property, this guy behind the bar, because he didn't think that the ID was real. And the guy who was behind the bar acting as a bartender, Josh Whitecamp, he was given an ID by a member of the military, and then he denied its validity. He said that someone wouldn't be able to scrape off the front of a military ID. And the guy was like, it's a valid ID. And so then he starts like insulting him and arguing with him and trying to have like this phallus measuring contest with the guy. And Lodo Lounge responded to the video in a now deleted post. They said that we at Lodo Lounge are deeply regret the events of May 2nd. We want to stress we have tremendous respect for military members and their service to our country. Josh Whitecamp is not a bartender at Lodo Lounge. Why was he there? He's a local musician who has personal ties to the venue. He is extremely remorseful for his actions, and we are working to make amends with the military members involved. We'll do our best to reach out privately to those individuals and publicly convey our appreciation to all military members in the future. I mean, it's like we can't. I mean, every other word out of this guy's mouth was, you know, blank this, blank that. So it's bad. It is such a bad video. And the guy was, and there's like, and there's several videos of it. He called the police on these military members because the guy wanted his ID back. He's like, I have to have my military ID, and he wouldn't give it back to him. He like crumpled it up, tried to break it and crumple it up and put it in the trash. He wouldn't give it back to him. So they had to call the police. And the guy, Noel Cook, was one of the veterans. And he goes, myself and five other military friends were at Lodo Lounge where this drunk bartender started to destroy somebody's military ID because he used to be a cop and knows what an ID is supposed to look like. He bent her card because it was a female's card, threw it in the trash, wouldn't let us retrieve it and just leave. So he tells us to call the cops. And he said one of the bartenders was urging us to call the cops. And she also called the cops because she realized it was getting out of hand. And he goes, I've never been more heated about a non-racial interaction with someone and the straight disrespect that he had for fellow service members, especially when some of us joined the military because of 9/11 and how it shaped up our upbringing. And he goes, I hope you see this, Josh Whitecamp, and know that your actions that night speak that will define you as a person. I don't know if the guys actually how it's responded, but Ryan Voss, the Ryan Voss band, I don't know who these people are. They apparently, that's the band that this guy was in, kicked him out. They had like this long thing, and he was like, I grew up near a military base, and he's not in this band anymore. So he's out. He's out of the band. He was such a jerk about it. It was over the top. This isn't just like cancel culture. Like, this guy was belligerent and almost like he was like challenging them to fight him. It was one of the most ridiculous. Take off that damn Cards jersey. You are unworthy. He's a Cubs fan in disguise. That guy, take off your Cardinals jersey. You're going to besmirch God's team. How dare you wear that jersey? Take it off. Not in front of us. Go back somewhere where we can't see you. Nobody wants to see a bra without a bro, right? So, no, go. That made me mad watching that video.
Do you want the CIA choosing their personnel based on intersectionality or based on competence? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss how the Russians and Chinese must be thrilled at how identity politics are becoming more important than protecting our nation. I'll also be joined by Tiffany Smiley, the amazing wife of a wounded warrior who changed the military and the VA and is now running for the U.S. Senate in Washington State. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this comes by way of the Chronicle. Florida man stabbed with a swordfish in a fight. This is in Madeira Beach. There were two Florida dudes who were, I mean, for real, apparently they were fighting near a dock and near Madeira Beach, Florida's Gulf Coast, and somebody got hit with a beer bottle. Someone else got stabbed in the abdomen with a sharp, detached bill of a swordfish. That's actually not a bad improvised weapon, but I'm saying don't attack people. Okay, don't be goofy. I had to share that one. They apparently both people were held without bond. There's not a lot of information because I guess they don't have the police report yet. But that was, I'm fascinated by this. Florida man's wanted for stealing a trove of Lynyrd Skynyrd memorabilia, y'all. Woo! I do like me some Skynyrd. This New York Post. This free bird could wind up in a cage after stealing about $12,000 worth of Lynyrd Skynyrd memorabilia in Florida. 38-year-old William James Walker. Do you use a bowl to cut your hair? He's wanted for the theft of a trailer filled with rock relics. They were intended to be sold for charity. The trailer disappeared from the parking lot of a Days Inn hotel, like right before they were going to be auctioned off at this benefit. It was the Jimmy Van Zandt benefit in Middleburg, and it was honoring Jimmy Van Zandt. Skynyrd's got Lynyrd Skynyrd, a cousin of Donnie and Johnny and Ronnie. And they included irreplaceable mementos like a Les Paul guitar sung by Greg Allman, Brian Howe, Butch Trucks, and others. I know. They said it's stuff that cannot be replaced. So they had obtained an arrest warrant for one guy. And they charged him with felony grand theft, but Mm-hmm. Florida man, speaking of that last word I said there, which was a conjunction, a Florida man hid cocaine in his during a Monday morning DUI arrest. Collier County, Florida, 48-year-old Lakeland man was arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol. Marty Martinez, 48, well, they had to check him, and he did have something in where the sun doesn't shine. That's a true story. He's totally in jail. I don't think he made bond. Stay with us.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.